Chapter 8, Uprightness and Steadfastness. Allah the Exalted says, So stand, ask Allah to make you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, firm and straight on the religion of Islamic monotheism, as you are commanded. 11:112. Verily, those who say, Our Rabb is Allah alone, and then they stand firm, on them the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, Fear not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Jannah, which you have been promised. We have been your friends in the life of this world, and are so in the hereafter. Therein you shall have all that your inner selves desire, and therein you shall have all for which you ask, and entertainment from Allah, the oft-forgiving, most merciful. 41:30-32. Verily, those who say, Our Rabb is only Allah, and thereafter stand firm and straight on the Islamic faith of monotheism. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Such shall be the dwellers of Jannah, abiding therein forever, a reward for what they used to do. 46:13-14. 85. Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu reported, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something of Islam which I will not ask anyone else about it. He, peace be upon him, said, Say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast. Muslim. Commentary. Steadfastness means adhering firmly to the injunctions of Islam, to act upon what is ordained and avoid what is prohibited, to perform dutifully orders in respect of obligations and what is regarded desirable and avoid what is unlawful. Faith is not a mere expression of shahada. The real faith is one which is coupled with its actual practice, because practice of religion is in fact the fruit of faith. A tree which does not bear any fruit has no value. Similarly, faith becomes meaningless without practice. Steadfastness is the mark of perfect faith. 86. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Follow the right path of faith strictly and be steadfast, and keep in mind that none of you can achieve salvation through his good actions. Someone asked, Not even you, O Messenger of Allah? He, peace be upon him, said, Not even me, unless Allah grants me his mercy and grace. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that although the importance of faith and its practice is beyond any shadow of doubt, because this is the only way to attain His favors and blessings, but one should not entirely depend upon practice only because any shortcoming, which one does not even know, can ruin a good deed. It is therefore essential that we also pray that our good deeds are accepted by Allah and that He grants us His infinite mercy and sincerity, because even the greatest noble deed is invalid without it.